Shannon Davis, age 39, and I am the first generation American born from the Azores.
And how do you connect to elves?
I am the granddaughter of Guilherminha elves.
Guilherminha.
There you go.
Guilherminha, okay.
Guilherminha.
And Manuel, don't forget Manuel.
And, yes.
And Manuel, yeah. Can't forget him.
Of course not.
I am Zita Source, and my maiden name was Zita Alves, and I'm the first, I'm Shannon's mom, and I was born in the Azores. Mm-hmm. I came to the United States when I was 13 years old, and I was born in San Miguel.
Do you know where in San Miguel?
Punta Delgada.
It's a city girl.
Yes. And I came to the United States at the age of 13.
With your parents?
With my parents, yeah.
Guilherminha?
Guilherminha and Manuel Alves.
Okay. My turn. I am Sandra Machado Resendiz. I guess I'm like Shannon, I'm her cousin, so I am first generation
American born.
Mm-hmm. Yes, here. My mother, Maria Eugenia Machado, was born there, emigrated
with you at the same time.
My aunt, my aunt Zita, okay. And my grandmother, Yadmina and Manuel.
Okay, good.
Elves.
Great. My name is Eugenia Machado, and
would you say your whole name like you did before?
Do you want me to say it? My name is got it small, but it's Maria Eugenia da Conceição Rego Alves, married name, Machado.
Rego?
Rego, my mom, and Machado.
Your father.
Rego Alves Machado.
Alves, and then yes, Machado, married name.
Yes, okay. Married name. And I came to this country, I was 20 years old. I was the one of the oldest of my parents, Guilhermina Emanuel. Manuel Luis, and I came about 50 years ago.
Oh, wow. Other brothers and sisters?
Yes.
We do.
Tell me about that a little.
I have Laurenio Alves, and he's 7 years old. And he went to Brazil when he was 18, and then he came to the United States.
After... So this is a brother?
A brother, my older brother.
He's the oldest.
He's the oldest, so he's the firstborn. So did he come with you when you came?
No, he didn't.
He had already gone to Brazil?
He was in Brazil.
He met us 14 years after we came.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah. And I have my sister Eugenia, who's the second. My brother Francisco Alves, he just passed away 9 months ago, 10 months ago. Okay. And me, Zita, and I have a younger sister. She came when she was 5, Mena, Filomena.
Filomena.
We call her Mena.
Yeah.
And that was it.
That sounds like a big age difference in your family between, I heard, a 7 years maybe between you two. But
me
then
and,
you were 13 and your younger sister was 5.
She was the accident baby.
Yeah. The late in life that happened.
Yeah, she was. My mother thought she was going through menopause.
Yeah, they get that late baby.
She thought she was going through menopause, and then it was my sister.
She was. My mom was 42 when she was born.
So So between the youngest and the oldest, so there was
15,
I counted
15
four.
Years.
Four. The older brother.
Yeah.
Two, and then another brother, and no, so that's 5.
Yeah,
five
we
of
were
us.
5, yeah.
And it was
so between my brother and I was 18 months.
Okay.
Then came my brother Frank, 4 years after.
Oh.
Then came my sister Zita, 6 years later. And then came.
They were pacing themselves at that point.
Yeah, right? One baby at a time.
Yeah. And then came my sister.
You did not follow that advice.
No.
Then came my sister Mena, 13
years.
I was
7.
She was 7, I was 13, my brother was 15, and Frank was
9.
9, yeah.
So you both were old enough to have strong memories of being in the Azores.
Oh, definitely. I went through school and everything.
You did all your school there?
Yes.
Did you go through all high school?
Yes.
All the way? Did you, and you, well,
I went,
you came, you were 13.
Yeah,
so.
I went through
13
years ago, used to be mandatory 4 years of school. Anything above 4 years was considered high school, which in those 4 years you learned quite a bit because it was jammed into you.
Mm.
So in 4 years you probably learned what 8 years, 9 years over here. So I had 4 years of elementary school, and then I had 3 years of high school.
There. And then when you came here,
I went to school.
You did.
Yeah, and
where did you go to school here?
Bristol High.
Because you came, you all came straight to Bristol.
Yes.
And did you have family already here in Bristol that they came?
My father was raised here up to 9 years old.
Really?
My father.
Yeah. He was an American citizen.
My father was made.
He's American
born. No, he was not American citizen.
No,
I'm so confused.
He became after.
He became.
So
after.
This is Manuel.
My grandparents were met here. Married here and had some children here.
And then at some point,
and they went back and forth.
How did I not know this?
Because you your mother never told you.
That's right. Thank you.
Don't pull it on me.
No, but to be honest with you, your mother become very Americanized.
Your mother came when she was 13. So imagine.
Yeah, she become very Americanized. And
my mother got here, she was about 20. So, yeah. I mean, by the time, she'd already lived a whole life.
Yeah.
So
I live up to 20 years old.
Yeah.
All
right, so can we go back?
Okay.
You want to do family tree, basically?
Well, no, I just want to know. Okay, so Avonavu, they were born in the Azores.
My...
Right?
Yes.
But you want to talk about your father's parents.
Yeah, okay. My father, he was born there a month after my grandmother got there.
He was born in the Azores.
So she traveled back pregnant.
Yes. She
from where? From here?
From here, Bristol.
From Bristol.
She lived Reservoir, that area, Common, around
Center
there.
Street.
That's what she was.
And then he was she born met, here. He went back there when he was.
No, he was born there.
He was born there.
But she was born here, though, right? Was
the
she
grandma.
Born here?
No.
Can we
she was back and forth, too. Her family was back.
What are Manuel Luis' parents' names?
My grandmother is Irmelinda.
Oh, boy.
Sombrash.
Irmelinda.
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 Okay, I am definitely going to do ancestry.
Manuel's mother is
Irmelinda.
Irmelinda.
Like this?
Yeah, exactly the way. Yeah.
All right, and you said her last name was?
Was Irmelinda Dushprezer. D-O-S. P-R-A-Z-E-R-E-S.
Yes.
P-R-A-Z-E-R-E-S. R-E-S.
Sombrash.
Sombrash.
S.
S A O, B A R. That's two words.
Yeah. Sombrash.
Because I don't know if the name Sombrash.
B-R-A-Z.
Oh, Brash. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know if Sombrash, because my grandmother's family was from the Sombrash. So my grandfather. That was
The husband to Irmelinda.
The husband of Irmelinda. He was, I forgot his name.
Extreme.
No, not extreme. No. My Abu had,
Alright, so Abu.
Yeah, I think it was Manuel Augustine.
Manuel Augustine, to the best you know, so. But you maybe
he
know.
Was Alch.
Yeah.
He was Alch.
He was Alch.
Yeah, since. So
but I don't think he was Manuel.
Yes.
I think he was Manuel.
No.
Possibly. Okay.
I don't
you know,
think he was
but
Manuel.
If you're saying...
I think he's more like Guilherme.
Yes.
Guilherme? I think he was Guilherme.
Yes.
Yeah. He was Guilherme Luis Alves. That was his name.
Guilherme
Luis Alves.
Okay.
And he was from Pico de Pedra.
Pico?
Yes.
Pico.
P-I-C-O.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
The Pic de Pedra, St. Michael is yours.
Because Irmelinda and Guillermo met here.
Here.
In Bristol.
Yes.
When do you think they came to Bristol?
Don't have no idea.
No idea.
Because
okay.
Back then, it was not. You didn't have to come here.
And
so
what year was your father born? I know he's born in the Azores,
yeah,
but...
My father was born in 1912.
Oh, really?
Yes.
1912. So they were here and then probably in 1910 in Bristol.
Yes.
Because there's a census.
But my father...
You can look for them.
Yeah, but my father was not the old one. I had an aunt, that was born here. My tia...
The sister to Guillermo or sister to...
Sister my father.
Oh, okay.
My father's the oldest sister.
Her name was Maria Gusta.
Maria Gusta.
Maria Gusta.
Augusta.
And you think she was born in
she
Bristol
was in the country.
Before 1912?
She was, yes. She was in
she
Bristol.
She was born here.
I think
maybe
she was my father, because they had, it was her, then my father, then it was a sister, Isabel, that passed away.
Mm-hmm.
She was about 1 year old. And then it was my
aunt. Did she lose four?
No.
For back, because they were going back and forth?
No, I don't think she
was four. On the boat, that's hard like
I
that.
Think the only one that used to talk about is, he used to tell me all the time, your hair is just
one.
Like my sister Isabel.
Yeah, because she was older, but I think she had...
No,
she
like, was, at, like miscarriage.
No, I don't think... Yeah. Well, I don't remember that part.
I thought I heard that.
So,
I don't know.
How,
I don't remember that
you think
that
Maria Gusta was 2 years older, 1 year older than your father?
No, I don't have no idea. I know that she went back...
A little older.
Yeah, she was a little older. I don't think it was that much difference.
All right.
I know that my grandmother was 18 when she married. My grandfather was 27.
In the... Okay. Married at 18 and 27. Here, because they met
here.
Here.
Yes.
Okay.
And then, there's a big difference between my grandfather
married
and
married at 18. You think they were married at St. Elizabeth?
Don't have no
I don't,
idea.
No, that didn't
I
exist.
I don't think
it
exists
before that,
Isabel.
No, it did because my... Anthony Nunes, contractor.
A hundred, our church is 100 years.
Was,
I don't think they were,
no,
yes.
They didn't have St. Elizabeth.
I think it was the mother church that was St. Mary's.
Yeah, because he was the one who built. His father,
yeah.
You know, built that church.
Yeah, she, that church is 100 years.
In St. Elizabeth, so yeah. So it's,
and St. Mary's, it was the oldest of them all. After came the...
Carmel from the Italian
and
so they started the ethnic
split. Yeah.
St. Elizabeth was first, I think.
Shaw.
I'm going to
tell
Shaw. You Shaw. I'm going to have
Shaw. Do you want?
I don't want caffeine.
No, I don't want caffeine either. We're going to have African tea.
Oh, I
already
opened up my Shaw.
Rubosh.
Absolutely.
Okay. Good.
Good.